Want to get the most out of the tread on your tires? Burt Brothers is offering a free alignment check and $20 off any oil change. Book your next service online today or stop by any Burt Brothers location near you and let them get your car ready for the adventure ahead. Burt Brothers, complete auto care done better.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports. Left wing for three. He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, a couple weeks ago, Matt, we were at a BYU football practice and spring ball had ended, and I kind of thought to myself, you know what? This maybe could be a slow off season. Maybe. No conference realignment. No transition to a new league. Coaches seem kind of stable. And no, that's not happening. Mark Pope, of course, off to the Kentucky Wildcats, and it ushers in a new era for BYU coming up soon as they continue to look for their new head coach. And, you know, Mark Pope going to Kentucky is just, you see it, and you see it official, and you just go, that happened, where BYU produced a head coach to one of the Blue Blood programs, and there's so many angles to that because, you know, BYU does not typically deal with this, Matt, where they lose a head coach to another program. Typically, they get guys that want to be at BYU, and even, you know, Bronco, when he left for Virginia, before he leaves, he does a press conference that's very emotional and heartfelt and just expressed his sincere love for BYU. BYU's not used to just a coach gone in the middle of the night and you're left to pick up the pieces. This is new. This is foreign territory for BYU.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And here's the thing. I don't think there were that many jobs that Coach Pope would have left for.
You buy that?
I know that he got close to Arizona. Well, there, when I say not that many, I'm talking like obviously the place he went. A Duke, a North Carolina, an Arizona, a UCLA, but like, I don't think he would have went to Louisville.
See, I think one thing about Pope, I think that was trying at times for BYU fans. I think it was getting old for Cougar fans to hear his name always with, oh, USC job, oh, the Washington job. Like, when's enough enough? You're in the Big 12, right. You're at BYU, and I know Kentucky, dream job, sure. But it's like, those sort of jobs, like, why was Washington even maybe mentioned? Why was USC even mentioned? Just come out and say, I am committed to BYU. And then if this job happened, okay, we understand. But there was never that just clear, defiant Scott Drew moment where I'm here. I'm at BYU. I'm your coach. And, you know, I think there was, you kind of look back on that and.
Like a Dave Rose when he was, you know, flirting with, you know, different options. And he said, I'm staying with BYU.
Yeah, Dave Rose had Houston as an option early on in his BYU tenure. And then Utah, after BYU went to the Sweet 16 with Jimmer, Utah basically was willing to pay whatever to get him to lead them into the Pac-12. And he turned it down. And that was, you know, WCC to Pac-12. At that time, that would have been like, how do you turn that down? He stayed
That's
loyal.
Not the Big 12 to the SEC.
No. And, you know, and look, we understand Pope going to Kentucky. I get it. Like, that job to him is what BYU is to Kalani. But at the same time, I think that got a little bit old for Cougar fans to always hear that name and never him to just come out and say, I'm not in that, sir. I don't want to be in that game, the circle, the coaching carousel name. And, you know, he said at Big 12 Media Day back in October that being in the Big 12 reignited and got him engaged in this job. Like he wants to see it to the end. Obviously things changed. No one truly saw Calipari leaving for Arkansas. So maybe they can blame that dude from Oakland who was just dropping all the threes. That's the guy that BYU fans should hate, but it's time to move on.
I was rooting heavily for that guy too during the tournament.
What, Golkey or whatever his name was. But
yes, dude.
You know what, who is the big influencer? When you look back on it, Matt, it's Rick Pitino, and Rick Pitino, I don't know how, because the guy went on out left Kentucky high and dry for the NBA. Still to this day, despite being Slick Rick, he's got major influence. Rick Pitino issued a glowing endorsement of Mark Pope to Big Blue Nation, basically trying to calm them down, saying Mark Pope's going to be special for the Wildcats.
What a special day for the University of Kentucky. The leader, the captain of the Untouchables, is coming home to lead the Wildcats. Mark Pope went into the Big 12 this year, beat Kansas as Kansas, beat Baylor at home, and in his first year got to the NCAA. Mark Pope, offensively, no one does it better. The way his teams move, the way his teams shoot the three, the ball movement, the player movement is outstanding. I can guarantee you one thing. Nobody epitomizes the name Kentucky on the front of the jersey more than Mark Pope. What some of you don't realize is how good a basketball mind he has, how much of a relentless recruiter he will be. You have one of the premier young coaches in the game. Relish it, because he will do you proud. I know I sit here today at St. John's, and I couldn't be any more prouder than to see Mark Pope lead the Kentucky Wildcats to another championship. He'll get it done. He's got the right stock. He's got a beautiful family, and he loves, absolutely loves, Kentucky across his chest. Get it done, Mark. I love you. You're going to do a fabulous job.
Several thoughts on that, Mitch. First and foremost, are you getting a little annoyed, like I am, in this national narrative that he's just some offensive guru? Because the way BYU played this year, that's not how all of Coach Pope's teams have played.
Right.
It's not like he has this style that he started at Utah Valley and then brought to BYU and it's run and gun. That's not accurate. So I'm just like, okay, they had a great offensive year, but that's not because Coach Pope is just some wizard offensively. They've had some bad offensive teams.
They have. And, you know, a couple of years ago, it was a lot of ball screens. This year, they just went five out and were firing off
this
the three.
This year was great.
It was
but
great.
But that's not what Mark Pope has been for 8 years, though.
Right. I think he's done a good job of catering a scheme to his personnel. Like, he will adjust. You think about all
that's
the different
fair.
Looks that he hasn't. I think that alone for Kentucky, who was stuck with Calipari running old school early 2000s offense and caring more about NBA draft night, that's reason to be excited, because now Pope will, because of the logo on the front of that jersey, he'll get in the doors of five stars because of his personality and that logo, and he'll be able to cater an offense that can win in college basketball. And I give him credit on that, but yeah, that has been a little bit tiring. Like, folks, like we watched those nights where they're going into Firestone Fieldhouse. We watched those nights at Firestone Fieldhouse where it's like, you just got thumped by sub 300 KenPom team Pepperdine. It's not always been glamorous, but he'll do a good job there. And I think Kentucky fans will be pretty happy with the results, and now BYU fans hope to be pretty happy about the result of the next head coach. We talked about Chris Burgess. What about a guy like Barrett Perry, UNLV assistant coach? And Cougar fans wondering, they don't follow the nuts and bolts of all this stuff. They're going, who? Barrett Perry, who?
He was the head coach at Portland State for a couple years, then went down to Texas Tech for a year, and I don't still fully understand what the heck happened there. He was like the associate head coach Tech, and then after 1 year, he's gone down to UNLV. This is no disrespect to Barrett Perry, but I'm having a hard time getting excited about it. And that might not be fair, but one of the reasons I am interested in Burgess, Mitch, compared to a Barrett Perry and others, and I do have one name that I would be so excited for, which we probably won't have time for that. We'll have to do that in the next segment. But with Perry, can he keep it together? How many guys hit the portal? I just feel like that to me would be a total rebuild. Whereas there's a great chance with Burgess that you bring back Foose. Maybe you get Dallin Hall back. Spoiler, he's in the portal. He's one of the guys in the portal. Maybe you get him back. Maybe you probably retain a lot of this team. And then you got a chance to get back to the tournament. Can Barrett Perry do that? I don't know. It's hard to envision him doing it. That's not to say he can't. And if he's the man, I'll get on board. But To me, that is a harder sell to Cougar Nation than Chris Burgess.
And it's a good point when you size up the candidacy of Barrett Perry, because Chris Burgess, even though he's had a couple years at Utah, he's recruited a lot of these guys that have ended up at BYU, or he was part of the recruitments of guys that ended up at BYU when he was an assistant with the Cougars. You know, Barrett Perry did recruit Isaac Davis, who's a signee to BYU when he was at Texas Tech. But I think it's a fair point where he's well-known in the basketball coaching community, and he's got a lot of connections in the state of Utah. But I think for players that are actually doing it on the court, they don't have as much familiarity with him, and that might be too much of an uncomfortable change where you go, I'm dipping, I'm going to the portal, and then he has to build a roster of, you know, 10, 11 guys. And that's tough. And it's
at BYU, that's tough.
Absolutely. And yes, it worked for Utah State, where they got to the dance and had an amazing run, and it could happen. And the nice thing about BYU in this job is that you could be the 11th best team in the Big 12, maybe even the 12th best team, and you might still be on the bubble and have a chance to go dancing. And that's a nice luxury. If you schedule right and schedule appropriate, you could still have a path and a wide margin of error to still make the big dance. But, you know, that's where, again, it's kind of like Mark Pope's deal at Kentucky, where you just size up all the candidates and you go, Mark Pope's got a legit shot. And you size up BYU's candidates and you go, Chris Burgess, despite his, you know, limited resume, there's a lot to like in the potential side of things with him. And he's got experience within the Mark Pope structure of BYU. And look, Mark Pope is had a demanding personality, and, you know, that probably can wear thin for some people over time, and maybe you want change. Mark Pope has his detractors throughout his time. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. I think he's a dang good guy. He's got a good family, but
oh yeah,
that personality is relentless, and it can wear thin on people. So, you know, I think that's something, too, with Burgess that you wonder, like, did he want to just go back to his alma mater? And if he gets the head coach, is he all in on it? And because BYU basketball is a much better job than Utah basketball. And it gets even better above Utah because now you're in the same league and all things are equal. And Utah's going to have a hockey team that's going to take away more dollars from fans in the Salt Lake area. And Utah basketball is going to have to compete with the Jazz and a hockey team next winter. So that's a very trying deal where BYU's got its niche. They got Cougar fans that are supportive, but don't take them for granted, BYU, because you got to put out a product and you got to be committed in this coaching search. You're willing to do what it takes to win because you're telling fans to pay a lot of money. Do right by them because you can't take that for granted, and BYU fans deserve a good product going forward with this coach search. We got to take another break. We'll talk more about
I got to get to my sneaky candidate on the other side.
I was going to say, we're going to get to your sneaky candidate on the other side. We'll hit on that. Wrap up hour number one, Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.